telling me a rookie at the position? And you didn't have her seeing stars? You didn't have her thinking that there were at least 17 men on the field?
Now, wow.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Odie, and we're back with Let's Talk Flag Football. You know what it is. I'm here with the gang, Laza.
Amen.
ZZ. And a special guest, Joy.
Hey, guys. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you.
Joy of Titan Swim, now Phoenix Swim.
Joy.
I tell you.
Joy left Mavericks, went to Titans, left Titans, came to Phoenix.
I didn't actually leave Titans, actually.
Well, not leave, but like essentially on the off.
Yes, this thing happened.
Wait, hold up. She plays for Titans?
Yeah.
Boy, you better wake up.
I tell you, Joy plays for Titans.
Okay. That's what's up. It's nice to have you here. Then we have bare questions for you.
Odi, former offensive MVP. Am I right, Joy?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, that's shout out former offensive MVP in the Abuja Flag Football League. Hey, don't worry. We do our research.
We know who we know.
It's nice to be here as well.
A shout out, Joy. I appreciate you. All
right. So moving forward, we're going to know the sport. And I'm going to give it. I'm going to pass it on to Laza to, you know, take us off.
Appreciate you, Odie. You rushed through that so quickly. I ain't never seen this nigga rush that quick. I was like, God damn, know the sport already? I didn't even know we finished introduction.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, guys, today on Know the Sport, what are we going to be talking about? Motion. I think the place I've seen motions being perfected most is obviously the NFL. Recently, like in the game, I think it was last season's Super Bowl, where we had the Eagles versus the Chiefs. Andy Reid is the master of the motion play. So what everyone always asks, what exactly is a motion play? A motion play is more like an audible, where an offensive player makes a movement, or sometimes it can be a lateral movement, that's meaning lateral or parallel to the line of scrimmage. A movement from one side of the field to the other side of the field. The idea is that movement, more often than not, helps QBs in identifying, one, what coverage the defense is in. So if, for instance, a QB sees or calls a motion from the right side of the player, let's say the player is OD 87, the QB, maybe the call is QB snaps his finger twice, or he looks at him, starts to motion left. The second the QB sees a defender move with OD basically, but on the side of the field, the QB instantly realizes that the defense is a man defense. Because what that means is OD's man is moving with him. So what that QB knows is whatever play I'm calling now, whatever play I've called, the crossing route would always help. If, however, OD does his motion and returns to his position, and the QB sees that none of the defenders move, instantly the thought in your head is they're in zone, meaning they're playing zone defense. So, in understanding motions, the player in motion is that only one player can be in motion. You can't have two players in motion.
Yep.
That's an ultimate rule. You can only have one player in motion. If there are two players in motion, that's illegal formation instantly. Or a false start. Most of the times that the penalties are be called in that particular one. So that's just a brief introduction, a brief explanation as to what motion is in our lovely game of flag football. Over to you guys.
Speaking of motions, obviously, it took me back to, first of all, energy.
Oh, man.
Last season.
This piece ain't never going to forget that one.
Oh, but guess what?
Go on.
There was a repeat in my game.
Raw.
But this time, it wasn't a defensive player that crossed in front of. So basically, it was called as a false start. So it was a play we've not worked out before. We've never done before. QB just was like, okay, let's try and run this. Let's see if we can, you know, destabilize it small. He called for the motion, and the person that was supposed to be getting the ball motioned alongside with the other person motioning.
I'm crying.
He's still gonna be on my what you doing. I already told him he's on my what you doing. So heads up, this is my what you doing.
Hey, yo.
I'm crying. But yeah, so I just saw someone running in front of me, in front of the line of scrimmage. I was like, what the fuck just happened to me right now? I didn't know when I just turned to mother, like, Dems, come back here now. Oh my God, please don't ever in your life.
Well, I gotta go be looking to y'all like, hey, hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined. All right?
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Honestly, but it was our, I was just like, hey, God, they're gonna clown my team, but it's okay.
At least you guys
I need to get a clip of that.
No.
Is it sophomore year and he does that shit?
Yeah, two ways I'll defend him. Rookie year was with the Alphas, so it was a bunch of mess. This is kind of a mess.
Oh, damn, that's your team, isn't it?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I have you know that I'm on the Vikings now.
Wow.
Now. Sophomore year, I would say that's probably it is what it is for a lot of newbies, like people new to the sport. The first year, you're just seeing how it goes. By second year, I think you should be understanding terminology and what is a foul and a penalty. So at least I can forget. I'll say that this is his last chance to do any nonsense.
You know, funny enough, especially like because you know, flag is so like football is so new in, you know, in Nigeria. I feel like people that just get into it the first year, like you said, they're you know, they're trying to see how things are going, so they're not really like they don't really understand certain terminologies or certain like rules and stuff like that. It's really in your second year when you're like you're more involved. That's when you like actually start to like learn things. You know, like. So I can there's room for, you know, certain mistakes, especially mistakes like that. You know, I wouldn't really like blame him all the way for that, you know. So don't beat yourself too much, man.
Nah,
you know,
I'm gonna blame him. Nope. No way, Odie. I'm blaming him.
Honestly, you can't really blame him for things like, because this is first game of, you know, his second season. Yeah, he was probably the first time he's probably seen a motion.
Well,
nah, Odie, there's a crowning rule on offense, which is do not move forward until the ball moves.
I swear.
I get
so
that. I get
if
that.
If there's a motion call and you see the ball and the ball has not moved, and you cross that line.
Nah. Exactly. So was my thing about him. It was like, it was not like as if it was two people motioning. It was like, okay, false start or anything. Is that we've never motioned in front of the line of scrimmage. What made you think that was okay?
Well, Joy has, I think Joy was saying something.
Well, I think probably he misread it, or the keeper didn't really explain to him what to do. Because basically it's supposed to be like a I'll call it like a scissors kind of thingy. So they're supposed to like pass opposite each other. So I think he didn't really get the whole
You still can't have more than one player motioning at a time.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, it can still work if it happens behind, right? What I'm trying to say is probably he didn't really explain it well, but then it already happened. So you learn from it and try not to make that same mistake again.
Actually, you know, I get what Joy is saying. So Joy is right in the sense that, so a motion happens in the sense that the ball can be snapped while a player is still moving. That's a motion.
Yeah.
So only one player is allowed to be in motion. So, however, if the ball hasn't been snapped and two players decide to run across from each other, that's fine. It's not false start.
It's not, yeah, as far as behind the QB.
The line, exactly. Just as long as behind the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. it's fine. It's totally fine.
But no, well, it could be like...
But yeah, Joy, go ahead.
Okay, so sometimes it could be reflex. Like, you never can tell how your reflex will just bring out the best in you, and you'll be like, damn, I just messed up. So it happens to, like, everybody. But I just felt like probably they didn't really explain it to him so well. So probably when they did explain to him, he was like, oh, shit, yeah, I messed up. Okay, next time.
Yeah, like I mentioned, to be fair, we did tell him that it was a play we've never tried before. So we just said, okay, let's see how that goes.
But imagine that thing plays out well. That would be like a mad-ass play. Everybody would
exactly.
be like,
that's what we're trying.
Yeah.
That's what we're like, ooh, yeah. let's do some shit.
Wait. Let us all get out of fantasy land here. This nigga crossed the line of scrimmage.
This nigga crossed the line of scrimmage.
Which
yeah,
if it turned out well.
Try to look at it on the bright side. Even if he crossed the line of scrimmage, that would have been a crazy ass play. You know that.
He crossed the line of scrimmage. It could never be a play as long as he crossed the line of scrimmage. It would never be crazy. He sinned. He's a sinner.
It's not that serious.
It is that serious. You cannot commit the number one.
Why does it sound like you're hating? Why does it sound
hating?
Like you're hating?
Hating on a nigga who did football started?
I'm hating. On a false start, yes, I'm hating.
On a false start,
no. No, but then, yeah, let's try and look at it on the bright side. What if it was not a false start? What if he didn't run in front of the line of scrimmage and actually did the play behind?
We'd be applauding for him right now.
That's what we're saying. We're like, supposing he did not cross the line of scrimmage, if they run the play behind, it would have been so nice.
Yeah, see, but then absolutely beautiful. But guess what? He cost us 5 yards. Like, that's the reality of the situation. He cost us 5 yards. So,
but it's okay. We still got a touchdown that drive, so it's okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
So, in spite of this nigga, y'all still scored. In spite. This nigga's evil way.
Why was you saying it like that? thank you, Laz, for that segment. So I think we'll just move on to.
It's called Know the Sport, Zara. What the fuck?
Did I not say that segment? Do you want me to say Know the Sport like 7 times, Larry?
Yes. So we have to remind the fans. Know the Sport.
How do they know what we're talking about?
Know the Sport.
Zara, I say that segment.
Know the Sport. The title of this fucking episode better be Know the Sport.
I told you, like, know the damn sport.
I don't know if I agree with this one.
You know what? Once we get in the flow, we always drop gems.
So now moving over to the next segment, which is our Q&A session. We got three nice questions. It should be brief. We'll just start. We'll start with Joy, which is great because I think it's great because she had her bye week. Her team didn't play on Sunday, she was able to watch everyone else play. So it'd be great to hear her answers from the Q&A session. So it was Go, Joy, Odie, myself, Larry. You can
end it off.
Great. So first question: who was the most exciting team and player from going week one? They don't have to be like same team, so it can be. Team that was exciting, player from a different team that was exciting.
Well, the team that was exciting for me was Vikings.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, then the player that I least expected was what's her name in Alpha's movie. Like, she actually, I was so like, I was amazed because the whole thing just popped up and I'm like, okay, you may kill me, all right, okay.
I know.
Yeah, so, and again, there was a lot, like a lot of guys that I didn't even expect to do what they did on Sunday, but oh my God, the two people actually amazed me a lot. If I could go on, I have like tons of names. Even if I can't remember their names, like, I can call the teams they're in.
Oh, nice. Great. So we have Umi and Vikings. Okay, one shout. Shout out, Vikings. Come on now. Come on now. Let's go. Alrighty. Udi.
My most exciting team went into week one with the Panthers.
What?
Yeah, like. what
is this? I'm so sorry. It happened.
Hey, wait, nah, cause you know I like you know the underdog story. You know, I'm a big fan of the underdog story. So if like Larry, you know this now. Like, I like the underdog story, and like I always want to see like you know them rise to the occasion and see if they can do better than they did before. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, see, like, people kind of underrate the Panthers, you know? They're like, the Panthers, yeah, whatever. You know, but I was interested to see what they were going to do. They were going to do this season. Unfortunately, the first game, you know, was an L. But moving forward, we rise.
Please, we rise. Okay, well, I hope you don't cut your ticket, so, okay. No problem. Please,
if you guys know about my history, you know, I used to be, you know, an underdog, you know. So like you know what I'm talking about. I used to be an underdog.
From the trenches.
We became you get me from the trenches. And then you know we made a name for ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So like I believe in them. And then most exciting player. Come on, man. It's Z.
Hey. Hey,
yo,
come on, man.
Come on. We've been doing this. Yo, I've been hyping my girl from day one since. Like, bro, come on. And then, you know, of course, she came out and showed herself. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Yeah, after taking the tackles, like, she was playing contact. I was like, okay.
Damn. Again, another super.
Bro, I have a crazy match. Like, my shins, my elbows. And there was a ball that I had to go on the floor to catch. Dude. I played that game, like, as if they were paying me.
Nah, see,
the one that was so amazed was when I think they were trying to take out a flag, and then the guy from the Avenger from Alpha just gave her like a very nice hit. I was like, yes, contact 2-1. I was like, God, I hope she's good. And then she stood up. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Of course.
I'm looking for you, my money on Vikings.
Avenger? That is
Avenger.
Avenger?
Avenger?
Like, damn, boy.
Hey, yo.
Like the Thanos niggas?
Avenger. No, Avenger.
Avenger. Oh, thank God.
Avenger.
I was terrified. I was like, yo, I don't want to play this sport again if there's a nigga called Avenger on the field.
No, he's not Avenger.
Like, who hurt you?
What did I tell you? Damn. Hey. It's like, hey, commish. But what's going on? We allowing anybody play now? A fucking Avenger? Damn. That would have been crazy. Nah.
Okay. But Z for MVP, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, Z for
amen,
MVP.
Amen. We gonna. I just have to fight people like Joy, that's all.
Okay, good luck.
No problem. Good luck, babe.
Hey, she came with that.
Game phase on.
Okay, I love it.
Okay, Michael, most exciting team. I'm not gonna lie, it was Alphas. I can't obviously come and see, so it was Alphas for me, and most exciting player definitely Umi, because truly, I don't think you guys could have encapsulated it where everybody had been waiting the whole for like a almost a, like since last season till now, who is gonna step up to the plate as quarterback for the Alphas. Like, everybody was waiting for it. And then we just see Umi, who's this, like, 5'3" girl.
Oh.
She just steps up. And then everyone's like, okay, is she going to, like, the line to, like, stand on, like, the line? Because she is it. She was an offensive player. She was the second female. So she... If I'm not playing, she's playing. If I'm off the field, she's playing, right? For Alphas. And then she comes up. First of all, I saw her with no gloves. I said, this bitch. I know that is what that I think she is. I know that she is. I was like, nah, I know she didn't. The body do what I think she is. And then I see her line up in front of the center, and I can see the nerves on her face. And that's when it dawned on all of us. We're like, oh, Umi's the QB. So everyone else stepped up. And I could see she was kind of getting intimidated by it a little bit. Everything, it took everything in me to go and tell her, like, I really wanted to go and tell her, yo, just breathe, do this. And I was just like, fuck, no. It's a game against your team. You can't be giving pep talks to the enemy.
What the fuck? Well, I feel she's going to do so well.
I know she's really doing so well. Like, she saw the strength. She actually read the defense.
Yes.
She actually read the defense.
She was dissecting it.
And I was just
and
like,
she
wow.
made it so good. Using the short plays.
Exactly. Like she literally tried. She stayed. She made offense stay for as long as they could. And honestly, you couldn't have
with
asked her better.
With the help of her teammates as well. And the
All of them were so...
They made it look so... Even if the trolls were not going far, but they made it like, yo, we got you. Short please, we keep going.
I swear, her
going.
Center and her slot receivers. Yeah. Oh, and her running
There was a play that I saw. That like she kind of overthrew, you know, her player. Mm. But like the player, like, you know, reached for it, came down with it, and I was like, yeah, this is a team that is behind their QB.
Yes,
this is the team that like, you know, like it's not it's like it's
it
like
was
yo
so
look
beautiful
I'm going to
do
100%.
Watch. It was so beautiful to watch because I think they all saw that she actually wanted to give them. Her best.
The best.
Right.
Yeah, she actually wanted, so they all showed up for her.
And
these are like,
too.
Yeah, these are proper like vets in the games, like people that even play rugby. So like they're really amassed into this game. And basketball players, like they all gave her like the time of day, and I loved it. I can't say more than I've said it, and I'll keep on saying it. You fucking rock. Just keep on doing it. And I'm proud of her. She told me that the pep talk her coach gave her was, fuck your feelings. Fuck everybody else out there. Just go and do the fucking job.
Yeah. Let's like, go.
Like, I was like, yeah, that's a fucking pep talk.
You know, and like, a lot of people, like, could have taken that another way, like could have taken a left. It could have been like, what am I?
It's
how am
like,
I supposed to react
to this?
You know,
cuddling. Oh, help me.
And nah, that's a warrior. That's an alpha for real, man. You know
dude,
what I'm saying? Like, yo,
dude.
Like, I bet. I get the message, and I'm going to go deliver.
On the field, she's like the mother.
This is off script. Pause. Lou, you better cut this shit out. But why there's so much like backstory that none of you would even have like an iota of knowing what it was. So before we're all on Alphas, when Vikings were still part of Alphas, Umi's boyfriend at the time, now her ex, who is on Vikings, he was supposed to be playing QB2 for Alphas. and he absolutely did not like the idea that who was QBing us at the time, the person was QBing us, like he hated it. So he was supposed to try out to be like the second QB. And she was there like, oh yeah, you can do it. Like pushing him on, egging him on. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. That's how the guy never really did it. He never even like practiced for QB2. He was on the team the whole time. Never practiced for QB2. Right? So he never like QB'd at all. And then come this season, and then look at who's now the QB, his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, she was, you know, she was also watching. She was also watching. She was also doing a thing, you know.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I love the fantastic, you know, kumbaya, kiss the baby, shake the hands that you all have been doing. All right? It is now time for us to leave sentimentality to the side and talk football. Now, before I was actually about to say that the Vikings were my most exciting team. And now I feel like they were taking the piss. Hear me out. I know, oh, Umi, lovely story. Oh, rookie QB, first time female QB. Hey, listen, yeah. The position is the position. All right? Whoever was handling the Vikings defense, only one pick six? Are you having a laugh? You're trying to tell me a rookie QB who we know is not going to throw long or cannot throw long or has the propensity to limit her plays to short, had the ability to march on you niggas? Are you having a laugh? I would have made her life a living hell. She's leaving that game with at least 17 picks. What are we talking about? God, we're talking about organized football here. It's 7-on-7. It's still 7-on-7, right? Or maybe is it that it was Umi's 7 versus the Vikings 3? It's 7-on-7, right?
Yeah, it was 7-on-7.
Oh, good, good, good. Was it a male rusher or a female rusher?
Male rusher.
Oh, it was a male rusher. How many sacks did he end up with?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That nigga needs to get the fuck off the Vikings. That's what he needs to do. What do we do? Zero sacks?
Yeah.
Are we joking?
But that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. That the dump offs were fast.
There's no dump off. Listen, it's still 10 yards for first down, right? It's not like in Abuja, maybe it's like 3 yards. It's 10 yards for first down, right?
Yeah.
Press defense, play man. What are we doing there? What are we doing there?
Well, at some point during the game, I didn't think they stopped. They didn't even rush at all because they felt like, she's going to show a short pass, so we'll wait for her to.
And you'd stop rushing. That's it.
They didn't even rush. That was the thing. And when I saw it, I'm like, okay, is there like in this game now, you're not going to rush or you're just going to let the QB take the time or have time to.
Yo, you see where I'm going with this? Like, you see what I'm saying?
Probably is their plan or something. Well,
that's the thing. So maybe, is it that the Alphas player, the ex-Alphas players were feeling some kind of way? Oh, it's our ex-team. Let's give them a chance to succeed. Is that what they were doing on that field?
We were being a little bit nice, but at the same time, it's not like as if she didn't throw picks. She threw
It's her first game. So
how many picks did she throw? How many picks did she throw? No, tell me how many picks did she throw?
Not much, to be honest. No, it was one
pick.
Just one.
It was definitely two. It was one that they stopped. So they stopped the flag before it could. It was even actually more than two because Cole had like these two or three that entered his hands. But
that's why I love my nigga All-Pro Cole. All-Pro Cole in here for friendship. He's here to play football. The rest of the defenders, you're taking the right piss. All right? Taking the right piss. What are you guys doing out there? You're telling me a rookie at the position? And you didn't have her seeing stars? You didn't have her thinking that there were at least 17 men on the field? Come on now.
This sounds personal.
No. It's like I said, because I let you guys go on talking about, oh, it's such a great moment.
But then let's just give credit to where credit is being due.
Stop that. Listen, I've always said it. There are two things in football, yeah? It's either you have great defense, bad offense, or bad offense or good offense, bad defense? Let's be very sure. Because the thing is, you want her to probably go through the ringer. So she has to up her game. There's no point in us handing out participation trophies. Umi, good job even stepping into the role in the first place. But trust me, there's no congratulations for it. Zero. If you went out there and you sucked ass, guess what? Congratulations on sucking ass, Umi. That's what they'll tell you.
Oh my God.
I'm here to tell you, the position is not simple. It is not easy. Fuck that. You are the field general. Everything that goes right on the offense, they'll never give you the plaudit. Everything that goes wrong, they'll blame you. Understand the position you're stepping into. Embrace it. We're not here to tell you, oh, no. Mm-mm. Fuck that, guys. The defense should have made her life a living hell. That's the best way to make her better. We're seeing she's reading the defense, but there's no rush. How are you reading the defense? You have 7 seconds. I'll chill now.
Let's see how the second game goes.
Exactly. Shout out whoever they're playing next. Give me a call.
She's going to play.
They're playing my team.
Hey, Phoenix, shout out. Tell them. I'll give you guys what to do to her. Play man defense. Play press. Let's see how good Umi is. Send that rush.
They definitely
run her stomach.
They definitely know what they're going to do now. So let's see.
Oh, hell yeah.
Another thing I'll give Alphas is they're low-key one of those nice defensive teams too.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
What does that even mean?
What does that even mean?
No, this is aside from, obviously, her being the QB or any of that. On defense, actually, not... I'm not holding anything away from Alphas. On defense, they have some very, 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 like, good key players that always make, like, what's it called? All-stars. You get.
Fair.
Okay. So
take a look at last season, you would see that Alphas usually kept the score line at 12. Like 12 and below.
Mm.
Or, mm. Yeah. I think at most maybe like a 3-point game you get. So it was mostly where Alphas were lacking was on the offense. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you mean. So the games will always be low scoring because the defense is holding their end of the bargain. But the offense is to finish the job. Fair enough.
Yeah. And then also, our field is big, like just in general, not just for per team. In general, the field is bigger, so you're taking more time to march down.
Huh?
So don't expect games that are 56-32.
Wait. The field is bigger.
Yeah.
So
than
you guys should be higher scoring. I'm confused.
No.
There's more space to run. Oh, am I the one that's mixing it? Because if the field is bigger, it means there's more space to run.
Okay.
Routes get open a lot easier. Unless the field is smaller.
Longer.
But Odie, am I the one that's not getting this?
Compared to Lagos, it's longer. It's a bigger space than Lagos.
That means it should be better for the offense and harder for the defense because the defense have more ground to cover. In terms of defending. Do you guys get what I mean? So think about a go route. If the field is smaller, go routes are less likely to be effective. Well, the longer field, you're going to have a lot of field day with your longer routes.
So now that means you're only thinking deep routes. You're only thinking that everybody's only going to be going deep. But of course, obviously, people are going to want, like, it's so obvious. You have a big field. You want to go deep. You get. And all the QBs want to show their arm. But you also have to compensate for the fact that your safety is on, or your cornerback is just as fast.
Well, they have more ground to cover.
Your wide receiver has more ground to cover, too.
Okay, so I'll say this. It depends on how the formation looks. So if, for instance, there's a bigger field, tendencies are people are playing cover two, cover three. Yeah? So there's a lot more off-man, safeties backed up. So a lot of the space is going to be in the middle of the field. Yeah, we'll march. But if they're playing press man or came cover zero, I am taking that ball deep. So I think it largely depends. But to me, in a smaller field, you're better off playing your zero coverage. In a bigger field, it's not wise to play zero coverage. You're better off backing them up and playing your cover threes, cover twos, or whatever. So
I think most teams here all have like a base cover two thing going on for them.
Fair. Cover two on a big field?
It's breeze.
I'm not buying.
It's breeze.
No, I'm saying that's the base. That's the base. But obviously there are lots of disguises, a lot of there's a third safety in the middle. Like a high press, or is it what they call it, higher up the field type situation? Yeah. It's that type of thing. It's not just just there like that. Abba.
No, because cover two.
Yo,
that's a receiver's jaw right there.
Yo, I tell you, man. I'm looking down there like, okay, safety. Let's test your legs. Let's see how fast you can run, bruh. But yeah, I think for me, just answering the question before I went off on Umi, I love you. It is, to me, there's no bigger dream than seeing a woman step into the position of a QB. It's one thing I've always been excited about. I love, in particular in Lagos, my favorite game to watch is the women's game. Because there and then, you get to see the multifaceted nature of the game. I think it's very, very exciting. One of my favorite QBs to watch is always Eno. Who do you know? Eno's ability to read the field is crazy.
Yo, I don't know if I agree with that anymore, though.
How so? No. Not what happened in the playoffs.
No, not the play. No, shit. What's her name? Fuck.
Bans?
How did I forget her name? Bans. What I think Bans do was this is different.
And she's got Zara knows.
Cannon. And she's got cannon.
It's from that last NAFA game.
Yeah, that's right.
What I saw Bans do, I think I've been impressed with Bans' development. Very, very impressed with Bans' development.
Yeah.
But Eno, on the other hand, remember the women's game, when we had the women's game, Bans and Enke were on one team. And they threw for a combined 6 picks.
Did.
And they had more talent on that team. I remember them vividly. They had a lot more talent on that team. Eno beats them. Eno is undefeated, back to back.
I mean, Eno is We all know that Eno is that player.
Yeah,
she's that player.
I don't think Zara knows Eno.
How long do you think I've been in this league?
Nah, but wait, hold up. She was at the... Oh, wait, actually, never mind.
No, she didn't come for the NAFA.
She came late. I was talking about the the final 2 years, two seasons ago.
Oh, no, fair enough.
Yeah, but she came late. Never mind.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, Eno is, she's talent that's...
Well, this is going to be another unicorn thing. Like how I saw Cornell.
Hey, yo. Touché. Wow. Touché, exactly. When you see them, you know them. Like, it's one of those ones. When you see them, you know them. Wow. Say, is that Eno? Yes, that's Eno. That's the famed Eno. That's literally it.
Nice. And Eno's been in this game she's been in this game probably even longer than I have.
Yeah, Eno's been a long time.
Like, I remember the first time I saw Eno play, that she dropped a grown-ass man on his knees. Drop a grown ass man. This man probably had like 2 kids and some shit. Like, bro, drop him on his knees. Man was reaching, begging, please. Like,
that's Eno, man.
Hey, yo, nah. So, like, Eno is a different. It's like, I don't think I would even compare her with anyone else in that league. Like, you know, she'd be like the Cornell Dem Dem. like if I was to Cornell and NECA, you know, them, those would be the people that I would compare Enner to.
Yeah.
But like what I'm talking about, like right now, like the you know, the females in the league right now, Bands impressed me with what I
no, seen Bands, so far. Yeah. Like, Bands has been,
you know, she was reading the game, she was dropping dimes, and yo, she got a cannon, bro. But anyways, back to Abuja.
Yeah, the trials were really good, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I think it was definitely the trials that made me have like a little bit of ginger to like approach this season like with fire. Like you would not catch me on a wild day trying to slide for a tackle or like leap, not slide, but like dive for a tackle to get a flag. And that Sunday game, I have literal scrapes on both of my elbows, both of my knees, my shin, everything. It's like it's a mashup the thing.
She's
a different breed now.
I tell you. It's like, it's a definition of iron sharpens iron. Like, when she came to Lagos and she saw the talent and the way the talent was playing.
You gotta level up, man.
You get me? Z was there like, hey, yo. They are on a different level.
Yeah.
Remember, this excitement that built...
I kept telling everybody on my team, I was like, there was something about me going to Lagos to like actually learn because I felt like Abuja had given me all it really could have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was I mean, you guys already know my ginger. It's like, it was still a little bit lax. I was like, there has to be more to this than this, like, in this fucking game. Like, what are we doing here? You know? And lo and behold, I went there and The minute I was on that field and I could hear Wale and Laza telling me what to do, I was just like, this is exactly why I came to Lagos.
Right, that's
like,
right.
I agree too.
Bless.
I mean, it's good. But then, so back to what we were saying in terms of the Q&A. So, Umi, listen, I am going to be your biggest op, but I'm also going to be your biggest fan. I'm serious. I'm also going to be your biggest fan. You succeed, I will blow all the trumpets that exist for you. You fail, and I'll make sure I remind you about it. Because to me, there's no point in delivering substandard product. I want you to be the best. I don't want you to be the best woman. I want you to be the best quarterback. Let it be that Umi's stats are rivaling whoever the hell they think the MVP is. It's not that Umi is we're not creating awards for Umi. No. Umi stands with the best. That's what I want from you. So we'll make sure, and I will make sure, even if everybody else doesn't want to do it, I'm going to make sure I'm watching every single thing you do, criticizing where I need to criticize, applauding where I need to applaud. So that's it for me. That's Umi, I would say for me, you are honorable mention. Best team, I'll give it to the Vikings. New team, it's not easy going out there, scoring 20 points. Meanwhile, the OGs cannot go past 12. It's crazy. So shout out Vikings. Good job. It means that you guys have a good system around you. Keep working with each other. All pro call, we see you. Pick six, easy. Dr. Z, no qualms. 8 points, pocket it. Nice and easy. I like it. My own player of the day, I'll give it to... So I like fantasy football. Odie knows I like fantasy football. The player to me that would have given me soft fantasy points is Shahid on the Mavericks.
Yeah, Shahid.
Scored his extra point. Scored his six. I like that. Easy pickings. That's my player of the day.
Yeah, this is his sophomore year as well.
So you see, my man put his numbers. Shout out to
doing.
You are my player of the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but yeah, just remember, to add to... Do you remember last season when I told you, oh, there was a rookie? He was on one of my What You Doing. He caught the ball and then he just like shoveled past it backwards into the defender's hand.
That's a rugby player.
That was him?
Yeah, that was him. Double passes to defense. So, like, fuck, man, look damn. At how it's changed.
Hey, yo, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. See, that's improvement. That's improvement. That's what we like to hear, you know? Like, yeah. You sucked one day, now you're better. Yo, kudos to you.
Tell you.
And wait, he has a basketball background, no?
He has a what?
Basketball background. Like, he used to play basketball.
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
Out of pick, bro. So... Yeah, because that pass there, that's a wrong good thing. I'm like, yo, my G, nah, wrong place, wrong time.
Yo! Nah. But yeah, good job to you, man. Good job to you, now. Oh, yeah, and just to add to what, you know, Lazar said about Umi, yo, clearly, we already know that you have the mental fortitude to, you know, hold your own. So, whatever critics that you get, just know that it's from a place of love and, you know, a place of we want to see you succeed.
Yeah, she knows. I'm sure she knows.
Half the job of being a QB is not physical, it's mental. Yeah, at least 80% of the job of being a QB is mental.
Exactly.
Your receivers might be bombs. You throw them the ball, they'll complain that you need to throw it to my left shoulder on the angle of 90 plus subliminal. Make sure that the creator was tilted to the left. Receivers are bitches. Receivers are bitches. They'll cry about everything. Nah. The ball was too hard in that position. Now you're supposed to give it to me soft. Put it under a blanket, warm it up, then give it a pacifier before you give it to me. That's why I know receivers.
It's a hard to see.
So, the defender there was blocking me off. You hear so many things with me. That's why I say half the time it's mental. You being able to control your line, there will come a time with me where you tell a receiver to shut the fuck up and get back to the line because he'll tell you that he's open. He's always open. He's always cover nine. They are covering him. Nine of them are on the field.
I swear.
He's open. You should have, no, give me, you see them.
I swear.
You get used to them. That's the thing. So, trust me. Like we said, it's primarily mental. To step on the field in the first place is not easy.
Oh.
But then we're not giving you an award for that. We simply won't.
You stepped up to the plate. Now, Umi, exactly. So finish up your dinner. That's all we're asking.
Thanks.
Alrighty. So, question two. That's a really long one. After I told you to make it short.
I'm sorry.
Nalario.
It's not me. You
were there.
That's around the fire. I'm not having it.
God. Question two. Who were you least impressed by? I'm going to go first. Honestly, just off of the first game, opening game, I thought it would be a whole lot more exciting than what they gave me. I saw that obviously everyone was trying to play conservative football because, okay, new rules. Nobody wants to be the first to throw a pick, you know. There were no picks that whole first game.
Damn.
Throw your pick. Get that shit out of the way. Let's know what it is, man. Like, bro. What you want me to say? You go to hug ball, go to do conservative. I like, yeah, you want the game. I'm dead.
I'm fucking dead. So it was it was very conservative, like I said. There were some moments where I expected Chingy to, you know, just do the sensible thing, like you do the common sense thing, but it would not be Chingy if he didn't just say, no, I'm not gonna do that. So that's Chingy. We'll come to game reviews about that, but it was a fourth down call. I just didn't understand why he chose to do what he did, but yeah, halas, it is what it is. So that's, I was least impressed by probably, least impressed by the first set of games, Panthers versus Mavericks game. So it was just, I'm not going to give it to just one person. I'm going to give it to both of them. Everybody was being very conservative. So,
okay. Or should I go next?
Yeah, go.
Okay, I think since my first pick was going to be the Panthers, seeing as the investment, the obvious investment they made
at all
in talent acquisition, and to then go up and put 6 points to me is brazy. But I'll leave that as easy. I already mentioned it. So I'll pick someone else. I'll pick the Vikings. And they were the team I was most disappointed by. The reason why I say so is what I alluded to earlier in the conversation when I was speaking about Umi. You can't go up against a rookie quarterback and not scare the life out of that quarterback. Make the quarterback rethink their position. You need to have a killer mentality. That's the difference between a pretender and a contender. You need to be able to, especially the amount of vets you have there. You can shake hands and kiss babies later. As long as we cross those white lines, we are sworn enemies. And I'll make your life a living hell. That is what I expected from the Vikings, especially with the vets there. There's no friendship here. There's no, oh, my old Paddy. No, 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 no. We are now warring factions as long as we've crossed that line. Once the final whistle is blown, we'll go have dinner later, hug each other, gist about it. But you needed to have put that game to bed by the first quarter, not even half. So to me, most disappointing. They were my most exciting, but also most disappointing team, the Vikings.
Well then, fuck you. We love you. Yeah, that's how that went.
Odie.
No, see, to be honest, yeah, you guys know how I am, man. Like, if I'm not impressed, I don't keep it in memory, you know? I just keep it stepping. I like to see things that, you know, make me happy, things that bring joy to my heart. So for that reason, you know, let's just move on.
Okay. Third question. How did you guys do your power rankings? I've forgotten what your power rankings. So are power rankings still valid after week one?
What was the power ranking? Let me hear it.
Yeah. I think for me, my power rankings has changed, though.
No, no, no. What was your power ranking from last week? Is what I'm saying.
So last week I put, I gave last to, it wasn't the Alphas. I think I put the Alphas just above Panthers, didn't I?
I think you went Panthers, Alphas.
Yeah.
Vikings.
No. Vikings.
Phoenix Vikings.
Yes. Phoenix Vikings.
Then Mavericks.
Mavericks, yes.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah. So what's your power ranking then?
I mean, now I've seen like the first game, so like it kind of, but I would have never, I don't think I would have put like a brand new team over teams that were already there.
Hey, foresight, my guy, foresight and research. That's why I'm that good, brother.
Please research.
Look at me. The team I had was, who I said was second in the power rankings, is currently first based on points. Facts. The team I said was number one is two. Facts. The team I said is last is last. Facts. second to the last is second to the last. Facts.
Hey. Sometimes you can be wrong.
No. The team you called for last is not last.
But come on, Panthers are last now.
Panthers are last now.
No, they're not.
Why?
If you look at the table, points for and against.
Yeah, but they scored eight now.
Umi scored eight. Panthers scored six.
Six, yeah.
But they conceded
more on them.
That's a very fair point. All right, I mean, there we go.
Can you imagine? You just scattered this whole table for us.
No, now plus or minus.
Now you just scattered this whole table, sir. Just so you know, that 8 points, you just scattered your table.
I know, because the whole time I was just like, wow. So Umi got more points than Chingy. Wow, what's going on?
That's crazy.
I really wanted to clown Chingy.
That's very unfair.
I know. I really wanted to clown
because he's at a great disadvantage. Yeah. He's already at a great disadvantage. No. Like that is very unfair.
Well,
how is he at a great disadvantage?
He's at a disadvantage because whatever Umi scores, the least he can score is 8. So what are we talking about?
Hey, the game is the game. Go get a female QB. That's all I'm saying.
That is fair, but then Chingy has been a QB for how long?
No, he couldn't get a PAT.
That's crazy.
Wait, the touchdown was a pick?
No. He got a touchdown, but he didn't get a point after a touchdown.
Oh, we all know that extra point is quite difficult.
Okay, get another touchdown.
Oh, shit.
It was not really.
They struggled to get the first one. Yeah, I'm not saying they should get another one. Come on.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, so I thought that's one point you guys can hear me. So what I think about the Panthers Mavericks game was, well, I felt Panthers had the game, but then Chingy was not really making.
Joy, not now. That's for game review.
We'll do the game review.
So what we're talking about right now is power rankings. So to you,
okay,
in terms of who would you say from all the teams that have played, your team inclusive, because they haven't played yet, but can you say who do you think is this the best team and the worst team?
Yeah. Well, so do like a 1 to 5. Like, who do you think? Yeah. How do you think the season will end? Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so for my team, yeah, I can't really say till Sunday. After the game Sunday, I have an answer for my team. But based on the games I've watched so far, maybe my number one should be Vikings. Then my number two should be Mavs, if they don't disappoint. Then my number three should be Panthers.
So essentially, what the table is right now. Because that's what the table is right now. So right now it's Vikings, Mavericks, Panthers, Alphas. But obviously Phoenix has not played a game
yet. Yeah. But then because they haven't played, they should be above the two of them. And that's how it should be. 0-0, Juro Castle, Juro, you should be above.
Ideally, yeah.
Do you know the funny thing? I actually think that, like, I don't think Vikings will finish on top of the league.
Hey!
I don't.
No, it's clear. No. Hey, that's the beautiful thing about power rankings. It's fluid.
God forbid. Because, you know, Z, I dare your back. Z, I dare your back. But, This is me just borrowing foresight from Larry, you understand? Like, I feel like Vikings are going to lose, like, not lose the plot, but there's going to be a comma somewhere.
Yeah, I can understand you 1,000%. Even on defense, I understand exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, and it's like if they don't figure it out, then I don't think they're going to finish anything less than second. Let's just be clear. I don't think they're going to finish anything less than second. But that first place, it's a bit iffy. It's a bit shaky, you know.
Yeah.
So Viking, you guys should do some, you know, deep soul, you know, search, and see within. Look within. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys be blowing out everybody, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm, like, how I think it should be go. It should all be blowing out everything. But I think you guys are going to, like, get carried away at some point. So, just...
God, I see what you're
No, yeah. See, look. The thing is this. You guys right now, I know you guys probably feel like you're on top of the world. Which is good. Yeah, but don't get carried away.
For sure. We know the job is not done.
That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Job is not done at all. We literally had our first game was handed to us.
Exactly.
Our first game was handed to us. So
y'all cannot use that first game to determine the rest of the season. You guys cannot say that because of how this game went, this is how the season's gonna go. No, I'm telling you, they will suck you.
I know.
They will suck you. So just keep your eye on the prize. You understand? Understand?
Trust me. Everybody's very much like zoned in. Like, look, no, we knew once we saw the schedule, we're like, okay, this is a test. Like, we just knew it was definitely a test. There's no, we're starting it off. You know, we're starting the season off friendly.
Mm.
We knew from the jump.
Interesting.
That's the thing, though. Like,
now that we're done with Q&As, our lovely guest, Joy, offensive MVP player, the one that can move from
City,
Abuja
the city
to Lagos in the snap. The snap of our hands and cause commotion across states.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Degree, you're not the only one. That's what makes me happy. So please, Joy, this is the segment where you help us, you know, ease the tensions up a bit, you know, throw us off guard or, you know, just throw us back into football again, which is you can give us your icebreaker question.
Let's go.
So I was just watching the AFCON yesterday, and I watched the Ghana and Egypt match.
What is going on? Who's laughing?
Yeah, AFCON.
It was heartbreaking.
Beautiful.
The violence has been sweet. AFCON has been sweet. I promise you. You can imagine them going after another guy, like a doctor from another country, going after another guy in another country.
Great. I told you.
And watch how Ghana fans blocked their national team boss from passing, like leaving the stadium because they messed up.
I'm dying.
But
I say it was amazing. Anyway, so yeah. I was asking, like, what do you guys think about that match? That was like my question.
Okay, I don't think I would say I'm not sure Odi and Zara have been plugged into the AFCON.
Why would you call me out like that, bro?
Because I know you, Odi. Odi, you went too quiet when you were talking. Odi was there like that. Sounds like an African problem.
Okay,
but I'll see this, Joy. Yeah.
Okay.
Those two games, you know, I think AFCON. The reason why I really enjoyed AFCON is that. Zero tactics, zero strategy, zero skill, pure hate. Like,
and
these
drama.
Players are just,
drama.
Bro, they are just fueling themselves on pure hate. Because an example is what Joy was saying now. Ghana played, I believe it was the Equatorial Guinea?
Oh, wow.
Ghana played Equatorial Guinea. There is no stakes in it for Equatorial Guinea.
Hasn't at all.
Ghana is up 2-0. Like, Guinea is about to be... They had no chance of qualifying. Ghana is up 2-0. In the other game, it's Cape Verde versus Egypt. Winner takes all. Cape Verde are the ones that have been the you know, stellar story.
Cape Verde.
I tell you, when I say AFCON has been the ultimate leveler, all your world beaters... Your world great are pennies. The highest goal scorer currently in AFCON. He is in the third division in the Spanish league. He's a 35-year-old.
Jesus. 30 who?
35-year-old. In Sui.
Oh, God.
Did you know how crazy it is that Osimhen, the next best thing, the next 100 million striker, Nigeria's no Osimhen, goal. Has only one goal.
Oh, he even has one.
See, Mohamed Salah, the great Mo Salah is there. Sadio Mane is there. Nicolas Jackson, all the Premier League and all this. You should get out of this place. He played two games. He's barely scored in any of those two games. So, seeing all of that has been beautiful. But yes, the Ghana game. So, like I said, Ghana, 2-0 up. These guys are about to go ahead and just, you know, qualify. You know, Akwaba, let's go.
Akwaba, I'm dying.
These fuckers go on to draw the game 2-2.
As in how?
And get knocked out of the fucking Africa Cup of Nations.
As in,
I don't get it.
I was not even considered. Yes, because I think they're picking Ghana like top out. Three.
Ghana
is out. They're doing well. Ghana is out. They're doing like top three. So I think the people like the third place. I think they're going to play. They'll have to fight for if they have the right to stay in the AFCON or not. Yeah, because normally it's supposed
Ghana
to be
like is out of the Africa Cup of Nations.
Oh shit!
I tell you, Ghana is like as it stands in their group. The problem with Ghana is that Ghana did not win a game.
No, they kept
Ghana true. Exactly. Ghana lost to Cape Verde, if I remember. Ghana drew with Egypt. And Ghana drew with Equatorial Guinea. Ghana has 2 points.
It's crazy.
They had one job to come out of that.
Egypt, on the other hand, Egypt have 3 points because they didn't win any game. They drew all their games.
Eh?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
What is this? They drew all their games. Do you know the only thing I've been happy about it, right? I'm not going to lie. All this AFCON has made me do is just think about which players am I going to sell for my FPL? And God told me to sell Mohamed Salah.
No, don't sell Salah. Because Salah is not Egyptian. He's Liverpoolian. So once he wears the red at Liverpool, he wakes up and
he's
becomes
out,
the world beater again.
He's going to be out for like a month plus now. They just said.
You know.
So
the
at least
alive.
I kept.
When
so
go
I
and
had,
drink
that's
small.
The thing I had. I know we've deviated to FPL. But I had Son and Salah on
still.
My team. Son,
keep
Salah, and Haaland. I have all three of them on my team.
Ooh.
I had to dump money. I had to dump money, find a way of dumping money to get, you know. So I was like, okay, let me not miss out on Son. If anybody should be back soon, I was hoping it would be Son. I'm not even going to lie.
See, no, but Son is back. I think, but no, Son might go far, actually, to be honest. He might go far.
Exactly,
South Korea.
That's my thing.
He'll go far in the Asian Cup.
I beg anyone they want to
yeah.
Me. But yeah.
I think honestly, the AFCON has been, even today, Seth, Joy, today's games, Cameroon
today's
and
games,
Gambia.
I'm telling you,
I say
you,
God.
Oh my God.
I was dying of laughter. They scored 5 goals in 8 minutes. Listen, how far?
Wait,
sorry, no, 4 goals
minutes
in 8 minutes.
Was they were saying like, I don't need the whole time to.
I don't understand. What do you guys mean?
I am telling you, Zara.
Who scored
games
have been amazing.
It's been crazy. It's just
it's
been left, right, bass, boost.
5 goals
anybody
in 8 minutes.
Been...
As in,
yes.
Mommy, was
no,
it the whole
no, sorry,
team?
It wasn't 5 goals in 8 minutes. It was 4 goals in 8 minutes.
One team. Which country?
Yes. No, not who? One team. Both teams.
Oh.
Score me, I score you. Score
back
me,
and
I
forth.
Score you.
Back and forth. Nah, that's ridiculous.
The game almost ended 3-3. I was just there like, what the fuck? And Cameroon are the ones that needed to qualify. It's just been crazy.
Oh, wow.
No, it's good. It's been a hell of a tournament.
I've gone now.
It's been a hell of a tournament, I tell you. My team, Sha, still remains Senegal. Those are the only ones that have come serious. Everybody else is very unserious.
I'm dying.
Oh, well, they will shock you that minutes very soon.
I'm
it's
dying.
Not possible.
Same way Nigeria has been giving people heartbreak. Like,
no,
can you imagine my parents?
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour,
monsieur. I'm French speaking.
Nigeria football. And then
Nigeria has been disappointing
like,
niggas since 1960s, babes.
Well, funny enough, they've just because they've been like, okay, this shit, we're going to miss it. And then they'll end up scoring one and they'll stick with one. So at least they've been doing so well. Like the last game was not that bad, just like
it won't stop it. Joy,
yes, now did you watch the did you watch their game
poor.
Yesterday?
It was
no,
poor.
Yesterday's game was it aside from the home goal from the opponent, but
I
the
mean,
two goals
we
that
won the
came
game 1-0
after was like offside.
Ah,
they are better than Ghana
offside.
Now. You can't put Nigeria and Ghana on the same scale,
Joy,
but
Joy,
it's but
thing,
but
thing.
Those were the
Anything.
People, those were the teams to beat.
See, no, Joy, it's like almost you saying Nigeria is better than Ghana is like saying that somebody gives you watery poo and solid poo and tells you which one is better.
God.
it. Oh, yeah, both is still shit. Both of them is still shit. It's just
it's
which
shit,
one is more
still shit, but who's still in the game? Nigeria is. Who's out of the game? Thing. Ghana is.
We are scaling, like the bar is so it's so cross there.
It's so low.
Hmm. Yeah, I wish them all the best. Good luck.
But I think that's like a showing to obvious like these big contender countries. Yes. It's like, yo, dude, people have been watching your tapes. You're back in Africa now where everybody has about the same agility, strength, speed. You can't be thinking just because you're bumping Jota, you will come back and be doing it to Kunle. It's
not the same. Isn't it amazing how in their various teams they are killing themselves to like, okay, yes, I have to do this for my team, but it comes to your country, you start doing it effortlessly.
You know my favorite comment about the African Nations Cup is that all these guys, when they go to Europe, they are world beaters. When they come to Africa, they are playing against niggas that were involved in military juntas and possible coups. So these niggas are real.
Your diet too has changed, small. Your therapist pressing you all the time. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Joy, for that icebreaker. And watch out, everybody listening. Follow the podcast. You know we're going to drop 2 episodes. We're going to sign out on part A and then meet you up on part B.